This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today, we are joined by Dr. Richard Asarch, who is board certified in dermatology and a fellow of the American College of Mohs Surgery with a full practice and medical spa in Denver, Colorado. Dr. Asarch is an authority on the Mohs micrographic surgery, having received his specialized training with Dr. Frederick Mohs and successfully performed over 30,000 Mohs procedures to treat skin cancer. Dr. Asarch, certainly a privilege and an honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is Mohs micrographic surgery?
Well, Mohs surgery is a very meticulous way of trying to remove skin cancers, but not just trying to take large borders at one time, but taking small areas around the tumor. And those are then divided into sections and marked with colors and examined microscopically, so you can actually chase this tumor until you get free margins, but preserving as much normal skin as possible.
So what types of skin cancers are treatable with the Mohs surgery?
Mostly, there are basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. There's a certain type of even melanomas we can treat this way. And then there's some very rare skin tumors, which go by very, very big names, that can also be treated. So essentially, any type of skin cancer can be treated in this fashion, since you are preparing microscopic sections and staining the tissue and examining it to make sure the margins are clear.
What could a patient expect on the day of a surgery?
Well, in my office, we have separate rooms so that when a patient comes in, the area that to be treated is anesthetized with a local anesthetic. The area to be treated is then removed, the bandage is placed, and the patient actually sits in the room for a period of 10 to 20 minutes, depending on the number of sections we have to process. And then we take the tissue to the laboratory, which is also in the office, and do what are called frozen sections. The tissue is prepared in a way and frozen, and thin slices are taken, then the tissue is stained, and then I examine it under the microscope to make certain that the margins hopefully are clear.
Today we're joined by Dr. Richard Asarch, who is board certified in dermatology and a fellow of the American College of Mohs Surgery with a full practice and medical spa in Denver, Colorado, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Asarch, how effective is the Mohs surgery?
Well, the success rate of using this even on the most difficult type of skin cancers runs about 98% to 99%. So that if you have a skin cancer, especially in a cosmetically important area like on your face, you want to minimize the amount of tissue that's removed, making the repair much easier and leaving much less of a scar. So it's something I'd recommend for skin cancers present on the face or ones that have certain characteristics that make them more difficult to remove and the recurrence rate is higher using other techniques.
In your best estimate, how often should one be getting checked for skin cancer, having their skin checked? I mean, what types of people should be seeking consultations in preventing cancer?
Well, we like prevention in medicine, so that I encourage people to have yearly skin checks, because most of the time we don't really examine our entire skin surfaces ourselves, and we can miss something, especially on the backs or bottoms of the feet, places one doesn't normally look. So we really advocate people do this on a yearly basis. The people we're most concerned about, of course, are those who are very fair-complected, blonde or redhead with blue eyes that don't tan at all and get a lot of sunburns and have had a lot of sun exposure. Those people are at high risk and should be definitely seen on a yearly basis.
Is there any particular age group that would be falling under the more, that would fall under the higher risk area?
Well, the sun damage that we receive on our skin is cumulative. So as we get older, our risk continues to go up, especially as we spend more and more time out in the sun. So If you put together someone who is getting over 50, especially, who has these attributes of fair skin and has a history of many sunburns, those are the people that are going to be at the highest risk.
Makes a lot of sense. What should a patient look for when choosing a doctor to perform the Mohs surgery?
Well, I think it's important that the physician has had training in this procedure because it has to be done in a fashion that you want to ensure this high success rate. So someone that belongs to the American College of Mohs Micrographic Surgery, someone who's probably had some experience do this with several cases. And I think if you use those to begin with, you're probably going to pick someone who can treat you in a good fashion.
Dr. Asarch, where can our listeners find more information or to be in contact with you online?
My website is www.asarchcenter.com, and there is a whole section on the website that goes into this procedure in more detail so you can better understand how the procedure is actually done and what sort of lesions or skin cancers we use to this procedure in treating this in treating them.
What one thing could you share with our listeners, Dr. Richard, in form of a tip in conclusion?
Well, use sunscreen and stay out of the sun.
Definitely.
Especially between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock, you want to use a sunscreen to really has an SPF of at least 30 to help prevent problems in the future. I mean, unfortunately, in our society, sun tanning is makes you look beautiful according to the magazines. And from my perspective, I see the people that continue to have problems from prolonged sun exposure. So the best thing you can do for yourself is use great sunscreens and be careful when you're outside getting ultraviolet light exposure.
Good advice. Very informative. We've been talking with Dr. Richard Asarch, who is board certified in dermatology and a fellow of the American College of Mohs Surgery with a full practice and medical spa in Denver, Colorado. And the website of reference, once again, is asarchcenter.com. Dr. Asarch, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.